It's one of the great works of the early Baroque, and in fact one of the great choral works of all time. And the fact that actually it probably was never performed as such in his lifetime. I mean, basically Monteverdi wrote this to be his calling card for the big job, and he got St. Mark's in Venice in the end. And the result is we can now perform his fantastic music up and down the country. We can record it and we get to the top of the charts. And it is, it's music to smile to. It's fabulous.
And it must be music to your ears that it's so in tune with what people want to hear. I mean, the fact that it's been so successful.
Yeah, and it, you know, it brings out the best in the choir and the orchestra. You know, it shows just what a versatile group the 16 is. And it's marvellous. I mean, we do a lot of touring in this country. We toured Vespers at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, to capacity crowds everywhere. And it's just a delight.
Spanish Renaissance music is very much to the fore at the moment with the 16 and your choral pilgrimage of 2015. You've done two dates already, I believe.
Yeah, we started in Oxford and Cambridge last week, and we've got another 30 or so to do before the year's out. We don't walk everywhere, we go by train or car. But it's great repertoire. It's music by Guerrero and Lobo. They're not household names at all. These are composers of the High Renaissance in Spain, when Spain was a really influential country in Europe. It was incredibly wealthy. It had fantastic cathedrals up and down the country. And these two composers were based in Seville. And it's really glorious music, and it's got a very much a Spanish flavour to it. And as I say, we started in Oxford and Cambridge, and we got all these concerts to go. And I think, you know, for the audience, it's completely different music from what we've done over the last two or three years. But it's certainly, in our minds, great music, and there's lots of variety within it.
And all in these lovely venues as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joy for the group. You know, we go to these fantastic cathedrals. They're all different. They're all great. But they've all got different acoustics. Some are livelier than others. Some are more sonorous. Some are more resonant. And it just puts us on our mettle to deliver something different in each place.
I'd like to just touch briefly on what you're doing across the road at St. Martin in the Fields at the moment, which is looking for the future choral stars, I guess.
Yes, I'm auditioning for Genesis 16 across the road at St. Martin's. We're in our, I think this is about our sixth day of auditions countrywide, but it's the fourth day in London, I think we've done. We've done auditions in Manchester, Glasgow, Cardiff. And this is to find the next year of Genesis 16, so this will be year five of it. We audition between 200 and 300 young singers aged between 18 and 23. And Eamon and I have got the unenviable task of whittling those down to 22, which will be in the final group. It's been fantastic. Every year we're so surprised at the calibre of singing from real youngsters. I mean, we get some 17, 18-year-olds applying, and some of these are young tenors and baritones with really good, phenomenal voices already. So, you know, something somewhere's going right, and we hope to sort of develop their talents and hope that some of these young students will go into the music profession. And already, over the past 4 years, we've had great success through our Genesis 16 alumni. It's been fantastic.